brought to you by Penguin.
The SS Officer's Armchair, In Search of Hidden Life, by Daniel Lee. Read by Alex Windham. I do think that as time went on, the children of people who had not been at the very top had a much more difficult time than we had. They were left surrounded by silence and lies. In our world, lies were impossible after the war. We knew where our fathers had stood. All we had to do was watch and read and listen and accept the truth. Testimony of Martin Bormann's Son. Introduction. Most residents of Stuttgart, capital of the German state of Württemberg, had ordinary plans for the weekend ahead as they set off for work on the morning of Friday, 6th of March, 1936. There was a markedly different atmosphere in the city from the rush of energy and excitement of a few weeks earlier during the Winter Olympics. The Games had been the Nazi leadership's first opportunity to showcase their spectacular economic achievements to the world. They had also hoped to put an end to rumors about the repression of political opponents and Jews inside Hitler's New Germany. After the closing ceremony, however, as visitors left, bunting was removed and anti-Jewish signs were swiftly restored to public spaces. The five lawyers working at Section 3C of the Württemberg Police Department had little to look forward to over the approaching dull and cloudy March weekend. As Friday drew to a close and the sound of typewriters and ringing telephones died down, Walter, Wilhelm, Kurt, Rudolf, and Robert left their first-floor office in the Hotel Silber, an imposing neo-Renaissance structure close to the 10th-century-old castle in the center of the historical Swabian city. But the weekend would prove to be far from quiet. Over the course of it, Hitler spectacularly and illegally remilitarized the Rhineland, marking a significant rupture with the terms of the Treaty of Versailles. As lawyers, the five men would have been concerned with future legal reprisals and the consequences of German reoccupation for multilateral diplomacy, so they would have had far more than usual to talk about when they returned to work on the Monday. The five men formed a tight band, separate from the Hotel Silber's 200 other employees. All in their late 20s or early 30s, three of them had studied law at the prestigious Tübingen University, and, with the exception of Kurt Diebitsch, each had only joined Section 3C since the Nazis seized power a few years earlier. Outside the rigid confines of the Hotel Silber, the men and their families socialized together. The month before, they had celebrated the wedding of the tall, dark-haired and neatly dressed Robert Griesinger, the youngest and most junior of the five, who, after a drawn-out engagement, had finally married his sweetheart from Hamburg. Since spring 1933, Police Section 3C had played a distinctive role that allowed Nazism to take root and grow in Stuttgart. It was no ordinary police force. Rather, it was the headquarters of the political police for the state of Württemberg, known then and now by its more familiar name, the Gestapo. Under the Nazis, the Württemberg political police filled the Hotel Silber's 120 rooms spread out over 6 floors. The basement contained the Gestapo's notorious torture cells. To this day, some of the elderly residents of Stuttgart continue to avoid Dorotheenstrasse because of the terrifying stories they heard as children about what took place in that basement. Walter Stahlecker was head of the Württemberg political police. A slender man with wire-rimmed glasses and shiny, thinning hair combed neatly back, he would go on to command Einsatzgruppe A, a mobile killing unit responsible for the murder of hundreds of thousands of Jews in the Baltic during the war. His stocky blonde deputy, Wilhelm Haster, would serve in the Netherlands as head of the security police and the Sicherheitsdienst, SD, the Security and Intelligence Service of the Schutzstaffel, SS, where he was instrumental in the deportation of more than 100,000 of the country's Jews. As Stahlecker made his way across the Baltic and Haster tracked down Jews in the Netherlands, Rudolf Bilfinger, who had been a junior secretary in the Stuttgart Bureau, remained in Germany, where he worked at the Reich Main Security Office, RSHA, as head of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?